Hello everyone, this is Ida. Welcome to Universal Traveler. Today I'll introduce you a federal country which has the biggest line in the world and stretches across Asia and Europe. Yes, that is Russia. Russia shares borders with 14 countries. In the ocean area, it is surrounded by the Arctic and the Pacific Ocean. As a country with enormous land area, there is a lot of energy made from oil and natural gas. On the other hand, Russia has the largest mineral resources and forest reserves. How about the flag? Russia's flag has three equal horizontal strips, white on the top, blue in the middle, and red on the bottom. On the surface, white means the wide landscape while in cool climate. Blue means the subtropics area and the affluent resources. Red means the temperature zone and the long Russian history. However, in another way, white means generous and frank, blue means honest and chaste, red means courage and love.
Пицца.
What will jump into mind is the capital Moscow. Moscow is a very important city, for it is a center of politics, culture, economy, religion, and transportation. Russian cuisine is quite delicious, like the smooth caviar, aromatic borscht, mellow small pancakes, and the special mild drink kvass and vodka. Talking about the politeness, Russian people usually shake hands on their first meeting, and they will take off their gloves before. In addition, Russians hate the number 13 and black cats so much for the unlucky meanings. On the contrary, they look at the number 7 as happiness and success. In Russian eyes, mirrors are divine. Breaking the mirror means the break of the soul. So it is not wise to break mirrors in Russia. At last, Russia has the biggest church organization of the Eastern Orthodox. About 91% of Russians are Christian. When it comes to Moscow, you wouldn't want to miss Cathedral of Christ the Savior. Although it is collapsed in 1931, it was rebuilt in 2000, which made the cathedral more brilliant and splendid. Today's traveling is come to an end. See you next time. Чипи